there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday. Come on in. Stay a while. Our good buddy Nick Wright from Fox Sports, First Things First, will join us coming up in a little bit here. He is laughing at all the pundits picking the Buffalo Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs. And he'll make the case that there's no better home quarterback in the postseason history then Patrick Mahomes. He'll join us coming up. The Meat Friday lineup is as follows: tequila lime chicken thighs and chips and guac. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Thanks, Todd. Sorry you're still joining us via Zoom. But the front row is here. You know what? I can have some leftovers on Monday for you.
That would be sweet.
Okay.
That'd be a very thoughtful thing of you to do.
All right. I'll tell Ty if I remember.
If you remember.
Yeah, if I remember. I got a lot of things to do.
I won't hold you to it.
All right. Final day for 50% off 30 different t-shirts at danpatrick.com. So go in there and scoop up a bargain or two. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the Lakers, and of course you would expect the NBA on TNT to dive into that topic last night as well. Here's Charles Barkley with Ernie Johnson on how bad the Lakers are.
I never root. Because I don't care who wins. Right. I mean, I just want the season to be over so we can go play golf and fish.
All right.
But I root. The Lakers are such wussies. And I only say wussies because I can't say the word I want to say.
I know.
The way they have trying to throw Russell Westbrook and Frank Vogel under the bus is just really pissing me off. Right. And I got to tell you something.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, we've got a guest standing by.
Lakers still suck when we get back from his interview.
All right. That's Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson. That's why Ernie Johnson won Sportscaster of the Year. He and Scott Van Pelt, the co-winners this year. When you're trying to navigate that, you have to land planes sometimes. You know, sometimes it's a little Cessna. Sometimes it's a 747. Adrian Wojnarowski reached out to Russell Westbrook, and they text back and forth. He wanted to know what Russ was thinking, and he has to figure this bleep out and do what's best for our team to win in the long run. He said that he was surprised that he was benched, disappointed he didn't go back in, but more disappointed that we lost the game. He goes on to talk about Frank Vogel with Woj saying, I think the communication of what he wants and how he wants it kind of changes because guys have been in and out of the lineup. Everybody is trying to figure out what to do and how to do it. I try to put my head down and do the best I can for our team, and whatever is asked of me, I try to do the best of my ability. That's all I've been trying to do since I got here. He's not the reason why they're a 500 team. He's not the reason why they should be better than a 500 team. But he is an important cog here. I mean, he's one of the three. You're paying him a lot of money. Something's not working here. It's an awkward roster, and you still have LeBron playing at a high level, no AD. The bench has been inconsistent. You got big men who aren't good big men anymore. LeBron playing the five. Is AD going to be the five when he comes back? Do you have true guards there? There's just so much going on. And it's probably going to continue the rest of the season. Russ is trying to do what Russ does well, but in the process, that means he's going to miss a lot of shots and he's going to have turnovers. That's who he is. He's explosive. He can be dynamic. He can be all over the court, but that can be good and bad with the way he plays. But I can't put all of this on Frank Vogel. He didn't build the roster. He coaches the roster. And I'm not going to put all of this on Russ. This is who he is. I mean, really, this is on the front office. This is your roster. And you're asking Frank Vogel to, bail you out? He's not Phil Jackson. And you're asking Russell Westbrook to be something different than he's been in his entire career? But that's the latest correspondence that Woj had with Russell Westbrook. You know, it's only January, so there is time. But I don't know if that means you get better or worse there. But it's a mess. Oh, we got a couple things to get to. More phone calls as well. Poll question for hour two is what, Paulie?
Dan, it's the which quarterback has the most to gain this postseason? Mm. Perception, ranking, legacy, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Both Brady and Mahomes are at 0%. 0%. No one's voted for Brady or Mahomes that they could gain anything from this postseason.
Okay.
Matt Stafford, number one, 38%. Aaron Rodgers, number two, at 20%. Jimmy G at 18%.
Okay. Yeah, Seton.
Isn't there more pressure than that on Patrick Mahomes to win another one? I mean, with this 10-year contract, he's supposed to get like 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, a little bit. I think there's pressure on him. You're at home. And there's pressure on him to at least get past Buffalo. You know, Mahomes has come back to earth a little bit, I think, with public perception. Because he hasn't been great in the Super Bowl. He had, like one good quarter. If you look at his quarterback rating, I think it's one out of eight quarters he's looked good. I don't put that loss all on him. They had no offensive line, and the Buccaneers pressured him probably more than any other quarterback's ever been pressured in a big game. But he's got something to lose there. You know, I think Josh Allen has a lot to gain. You know, Matthew Stafford has a lot to gain. I guess you could throw in Jimmy G as well. But, you know, when the Packers take on the Niners, the game means a lot for both teams because it's the postseason. But you have Aaron Rodgers. You're the number one seed. You're a favorite to go to the Super Bowl. But a loss this weekend, man, that opens the door for a lot of questions. And is Rodgers open to leaving Green Bay if they win or if they don't win a Super Bowl? But the offseason for what could be in store for the Packers, there's a little bit more riding on this game for Aaron Rodgers. And not only the Packers in keeping him and wanting to know really what is their future going to be, but also for Aaron Rodgers with his legacy. Because he started out great in the postseason. He has been an average quarterback record-wise in the postseason. And he's lost NFC title games. And he's lost at home. And you want to move up that list, and I don't know if this is important or not to him. I have no idea. But if you want to move up the list, because how many people have we heard, hey, there's nobody more talented who's played the position, but you've got one Super Bowl appearance, and that was a decade ago. There's a lot riding on this. This might be his best opportunity to win another Super Bowl. And if you get to two, Now, all of a sudden, you're in the conversation with other ones. You know, like Peyton, it meant so much he got that second one. Now, he wasn't very good, but he still got his second Super Bowl. How about Russell Wilson? He got one, got to another, lost that one. Ask Eli. Ask Eli how important those two Super Bowls are. That's why he's going into the Hall of Fame. John Elway, you know, winning two of them after losing three. It's important. And I think for Aaron Rodgers, whether he admits it or not, this is really important, this run here for his legacy. If Brady doesn't win the game against the Rams, I think we could say Super Bowl hangover. I think we could also say, well, he lost two of his best receivers. He didn't have his best offensive lineman. You know, Brady is emeritus. That nothing's going to be, you know, we might do, well, look at all the Super Bowls he lost. You know, we try to pull that nonsense with LeBron. All right, maybe we do that. But I think Aaron Rodgers, he has the most to gain from this. Matthew Stafford is there as well, because if Matthew Stafford wins the Super Bowl, Matthew Stafford is going to be a Hall of Famer. Because that's where you have a career cleanup. That's where you just come in and you go, we forget about all the other stuff. And all he has to do is ask his good buddy, Clayton Kershaw. Because when Kershaw and the Dodgers won the World Series and he pitched well, now we don't talk about that anymore. Remember, that was, man, best pitcher of your generation, but you don't have any World Series titles. All right, we have a segment called Hall of Famer or Not Hall of Famer.
It's from the same people who brought you Segment Impossible a couple days ago.
Man, okay. All right. Music sounds familiar.
Dan, I'm going to give you a choice because I know you don't like things too wordy. I'm going to give you a list of Hall of Famers, and you have to say whether you'd bet on them to go to the Hall of Fame or not, or you could say the four options are no doubt, likely, iffy, no chance.
Which, oh, I thought this was Hall of Famer or not Hall of Famer.
Right, okay, we're going to do it that way then.
Okay.
Because I got a little wordy with my... I like iffy.
Well, no, you just got wordy and you weren't going to be wordy.
This just gave me the idea for a new segment I want to work on called Yes, No, Maybe.
Ooh.
Be on the lookout for that. Maybe Super Bowl week. Yes, okay. No, maybe.
How's that work?
Yes, no, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to give you a name of a person who's in the playoffs this weekend.
Okay.
Would you bet on them to make the Hall of Fame or not?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go you the easy ones first. Tom Brady.
Yes.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
Richard Sherman.
Yes.
Ooh, that was a quick yes. Yeah. Joe Burrow. It's early. But if you're betting now, you got to lay down a bet.
Yes.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Might be a little tougher than Joe, but if Joe's going to be a Hall of Famer and Ja'Marr Chase is with Joe, then that's a package deal. So I'll say I'm very generous today on this Friday.
Couple Titans. Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Julio Jones.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
This game's kind of boring, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Davante Adams. Oh, a pause.
I'd have to look at his numbers. I don't know what...
That's not part of this game.
Oh, okay. There's no research done on this.
No, on the show and the game.
It's Davante Adams. Well, if he ends up with Jordan Love, then I'm going to say Ooh. No.
Wow.
But if Rodgers stays, then I would say yes.
Matthew Stafford.
Boy, the next 2 weeks are going to be so important for that.
Want me to play this game in 3 weeks?
Yeah. I'm going to say yes, he'll get in.
Wow. Cooper Kupp, wide receiver. A lot of numbers lately.
I'm going to say no.
Wow. Von Miller.
Yes.
First ballot.
No, yeah, I guess.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
Aaron Donald.
Yes.
I'm trying to get some more curveballs here.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Sure, why not?
Stephon Diggs of the Bills.
No.
Mitch Trubisky of the Bills.
Hmm.
Just seeing if you're paying attention. Travis Kelce, wide receiver.
Yeah. Yes.
Tyreek Hill.
I don't know how old he is. I'm going to say no.
Ooh. Nick Bosa, defensive end.
Yes.
George Kittle, tight end.
Ooh, man.
It was going that way.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Deebo Samuel. Real early.
No.
I've got, off what you said there, 17 Hall of Famers playing this weekend.
Okay.
Dang.
There might be more. I mean, Tristan Wirfs could be a Hall of Famer. Although I don't think he's playing this weekend.
Unfortunately, he did not make the list.
He did not. He did not. Don in Florida. That was Hall of Famer or not Hall of Famer. Don in Florida joins us. Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, Don.
This is John.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I'm here.
I am too.
Hi, Dan. Hey, I want to talk to you about the Rams-Tampa game.
Okay.
Every time I bet against Tom Brady, I get stuck. And four times this year I did it because of the point spread and burned every time. So don't take Tampa. And also, I'm trying to buy some T-shirts, but I'm a big guy. 6'5", 225. Ding. T-shirts, I need a double X large in the I Do What I Want T-shirt. And there's no double X large.
All right. Well, John, if you go to the website and it's not there, then I'll see if I can get some of my best people on it. But I can't take orders over the phone.
Oh, you can't?
No, not during the show. I mean, after the show, I can take orders.
It says operator is standing by.
Yes, that's Marvin.
Oh.
Who called him Don instead of John. Jeff in Iowa. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, I've got two things. First, very excited that Seton's considering Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But I don't want to take him. If he were to come into town, I don't want to take him to these fancy places. I have a place that's a real hole, and pull up the Boxa Stutliff store and tavern. Have him Google that, see if that would might interest him. The second thing is, I'm a long-suffering Bears fan, and I would love to see the 49ers have a long 20-play drive to take the clock to the end and watch Aaron Rodgers be standing on the sidelines. Suck at Green Bay. Thanks, Dan.
Jeff, what is the name of the place that you're talking about?
Stutliff's. It's called Boxa's, B-A-X-A, Stutliff's Store and Tavern. It's along the Iowa River. It looks like an old saloon. It's been around forever. It has a cave in the back where they stored the booze.
Paulie's got
it. In the old days, Dan, the original owner used to take the hamburgers and put her under her armpit to get them all flattened out.
Oh,
a
I
little
like
side
it.
There.
Well, you know, Tyler does that on Meat Fridays as well. Thank you, Todd. Yes, Bobby.
That's gross.
Boxa Sutliff Store and Tavern, Lisbon, Iowa, right there on the Cedar River.
Yeah.
It looks like a proper dive bar.
Yeah. All right. Well, this road trip is about food and drink for Seton and the French Kid.
Boxa Sutliff?
Yeah. Monday, we will have the route planned out. Right? Is that okay?
Oh, heck yeah, yeah, definitely.
Monday, we will tell you the route that Seton's going to be taking when he goes with the French Kid and delivers the Mercedes Sprinter van.
That place sounds awesome, though.
Yeah. But I'm trying to get you to stop in Vegas, the Hoover Dam, Phoenix, Joshua Tree.
It feels like when I've been looking at places that I really, really want to see, a lot of them, 90% of them seem to be in the Southwest.
Oh.
So it almost feels like...
That'll work out.
Yeah, and there's just like cool stuff out there. Just really beautiful things to see.
By the way, our next guest said in a tweet, I'm just astounded of how many of my colleagues love the Bills this week. Love them in capital letters. Ready to anoint Josh Allen. Ready to throw dirt on Mahomes. The whole thing we'll discuss. Plus, is this Tom Brady's last game? Will the Niners beat Aaron Rodgers again? We have all of those questions for Nick Wright, who joins us next here, Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive Boost and Burn. I was talking to Tyler this morning. Tyler comes in early and works out. I said, all right, you got to drink a lot of water. And M-Drive. M-Drive Boost and Burn, daily supplement for driven guys. You're going to get rid of that holiday weight, give you energy that you need to crush it, and no matter what your age is. Even Weeks, our camera guy, he uses M-Drive Boost and Burn as well, packed with clinically tested ingredients that naturally burn more fat. Now, these guys, very impressionable. They're younger. They see me, and they see me ripped. You know, when I walk around without my shirt on here in the man cave, and they go, how do I get to look like that? MDriveDan.com. I make them count my abs, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. New Year's resolutions don't work. Make small changes. Try M-Drive Boost and Burn. You can lose weight, get more energy, and perform at your very best. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
NFL playoffs continue. A divisional round showdown. Aaron Donald and the Rams taking on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers Sunday at 2 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Just part of the great matchups coming up this weekend. Nick Wright, first things first, co-host of Fox Sports 1. My day is always better when I talk to Nick. I saw his tweet this morning that I am just astounded by how many of my colleagues love the Bills this week. Love them in big letters. Ready to anoint Josh Allen. Ready to throw dirt on Mahomes. The whole thing we'll discuss. Plus, is this Tom Brady's last game? Will the Niners beat Rodgers again? Yeah. Wow. How did your tweet sound with a professional reading it?
I got it. You know, you're being self-congratulatory and patronizing per usual, but it sounded great.
Thank you, Nick.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, that's why he's Dan Patrick and I'm me. Like, that really, I can you record my outgoing voicemail for me?
I would.
That really was great. That was outstanding. Sounded great. Do you agree with me though, Dan? A little. The Josh. How long has Josh Allen been better than Patrick Mahomes? And I mean, it's just the hype for this guy, who 12 days ago almost lost to the Jets. 19 days ago, literally had the worst game of his entire career. Meanwhile, Mahomes has never lost a home playoff game in regulation, has never been bad in a home playoff game. It seems like a little, you know, askew, feels a little bit like if mid-conference second round of the NBA playoffs last year, if people were like, you know what? I think Trae Young's the best player in the NBA. Like, slow down a bit for me, please.
Your voice is up at a pretty high level. Yeah, like that's a new octave. Like that's a Mariah Carey octave that I'm not used to hearing out of you.
Okay, so this segment starts off with me complimenting your voice and you just, for the first time in our relationship, taking a shot at mine. Yeah, Dan, I'm a little high strung this weekend, my friend. I'm not going to lie to you. We got a lot on the line. For your, you know, television viewers, I'm literally wearing Chiefs red sweatpants. I'm ready to go. I'm excited for this football game and for this nonsense, these Bills Mafia charlatans that have been polluting my Twitter mentions for over 2 years, to put them down in the dirt. That's what I'm ready for.
Okay, I'm with you. I have the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl facing the Packers. I'm all in with you. That was my prediction at the beginning of the year. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think we're drunk with love with the Bills, with the perfect game they played against the Patriots. So I'm with you on that. And I do think that Josh Allen, the highs that he gives you, we sometimes forget the lows that he has as well. And
his highs rival, I'm sorry to interrupt,
yeah.
His highs rival Mahomes and Rodgers.
Yes.
For the highest highs of the league,
yeah.
In the league.
Yeah.
The difference is his lows rival Zach Wilson's. And he hasn't gotten that out of his game yet. Meanwhile, Rodgers and Mahomes almost never have awful games. They might have awful games by their own standards, but their level of consistency is what separates them. But here's the other thing that just surprises me, Dan. That if we are just looking at this soberly, and could the Bills win? Of course. This is not better than a bye like the Steelers game was. Well, maybe my most iconic phrase. It's entered the sports canon now. So the Bills could win. Josh Allen could run for a bunch of yards. Maybe the Chiefs can't cover Stephon Diggs. But one team is at home. That team also has more dynamic playmakers, the better coach, and the better quarterback. The four biggest check marks are all on that side of the ledger. And I know folks will say the Bills defense is better. Maybe, but the Bills defense also is coming off a stretch of 10 games against 9 awful quarterbacks and Brady. And Brady beat them. So I think the Bills defense might be a touch overrated. The Chiefs not being 3-point favorites at home, Dan, is the most insulting thing that's happened to the city of Kansas City since you guys did your stupid barbecue tour and that doofus was like, Texas barbecue's better. Remember that? That carried your show for 6 weeks. You're welcome for that one, pal.
So I'm with you on the Chiefs. I like the Rams against the Buccaneers.
Yep, me too.
I don't rule out the Niners doing something crazy like, you know, keeping it close enough to win the game. I just get nervous of if it comes down to Jimmy G leading a drive, you know, Debo Samuel better be getting the ball on, you know, 80% of those carries there. And the Bengals against the Titans, as much as I love Cincinnati, my hometown team, I think the Titans are better than what we're giving them credit for being at home.
All right, so I don't know if this is good or bad for the audience. We are mirrored picks across the board. I agree with everything you just said. I think that there is a part of me to go in order. There is some trepidation of picking Matt Stafford on the road against Brady. With somebody, Jenna Wolf said this on our show today. I should have known this. I couldn't, but it's an astounding number. Tom Brady is 14-2 in this round of the playoffs. That, I think, it might be as impressive as 7 Super Bowls. He's 14-2 in the divisional round. So there's part of me that feels like, you're going to feel dumb picking Stafford to go on the road and win. But they're so banged up. And I don't think the Bucs have any way to guard Kupp without doubling him. And then Odell can go off. We agree on the Titans. I think the Bengals obviously are fun. The Titans are rested. They're healthier. They're well coached. They've been here before. They're at home. I think pick them. I really want to drill in on Packers Niners because the Niners have a lot of obvious edges, and then the one super obvious edges. But the other team has the league MVP at quarterback, and you have a guy that you just can't trust. Can't even trust, forget to throw passes in the fourth quarter. Can't even trust to wait for Trent Williams to get set before you do a quarterback sneak. Sidebar of the sidebar, how mad is Mike McCarthy at Jimmy Garoppolo for false starting there? If he just doesn't false start, we're not killing McCarthy for the quarterback sneak. It's like, buddy, I'm dying because of your mistake. Just wait for Trent Williams to get set. The game's over. None of this nonsense happens. But here's my question to you, Dan. Right now, obviously Brady's greatest quarterback ever. I think if Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year, Rodgers versus Peyton Manning becomes a really interesting conversation. If Rodgers loses this game at home, that feels like, okay, he's a tier below.
Yeah.
Is that unfair? Is that ridiculous? I don't think it's unfair.
No, I think it's because he started out great in the postseason, and then he's been average ever since then. You go to one Super Bowl, and that was 10 years ago, and you win that. While I'll say, and I've said it many times, he makes the position look as effortless as any quarterback I've ever seen in my life, maybe more so than any other quarterback. You gotta have another one here. And I think that having that second, I mean, look at Eli. Having two, you're in the Hall of Fame. If Stafford gets one, he's in the Hall of Fame, probably. Rodgers getting a second, if it matters to him, which is tricky, you know, then he elevates himself above Breeze. Peyton, I think he's a better quarterback than Peyton. I think Peyton's had more of an impact on the game, but I would put Rodgers there. If you want to throw in John Elway and whoever else into that mix, I understand it. But if you don't get to two, you know, then you're down on the list.
Like, listen, it's unfathomable, the idea that Mahomes never gets to another Super Bowl. But even if he doesn't, he's been to more than Rodgers. Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? And so I think Rodgers already ahead of Breeze. But I also think it should be noted, Rodgers' first five playoff games, he's 4-1, and the one loss, they scored 45 points and lost in overtime. It was his first playoff game ever. That was the one where he actually got strip sacked in the first play of overtime and Arizona scored. Since then, Dan, he's 7-8. And now, are all those losses on him? No. The NFC Championship game against the Falcons, for example, a few years ago. Falcons, I think, scored 28 straight to start the game. But let's go to the Seattle game for a second. Everyone kills McCarthy, and they should. They blew it down the stretch. With that said, Rodgers was one touchdown, two picks, and had a 55 passer rating in that game. Like, they had opportunities to make it to where an unblowable lead. I would argue the 15-1 season coming off the Super Bowl, losing that home playoff game to Eli and the Giants, that one, it didn't sting as much then because you're like, oh, he'll be back. But he hasn't been back. You can't, and now you're at home again. You're the healthier team. You're the more rested team. I don't know if they have to win the Super Bowl, but they have to win this game. And I don't know if they will.
Who presents the biggest roadblock for Green Bay, in your opinion?
Oh, I think this team. I think the Niners.
Oh,
I think the Niners do.
More than the Rams or the Buccaneers?
Oh, yeah, I think the Bucs are too beat up. I think the Bucs are too beat up. They have played too many games. The Rams are an interesting one. However, there is a part of me that says Matt Stafford going into Green Bay, if there's a mental part of sports at all, that place has been a house of horrors for him his whole career. And then he's on the precipice of the Super Bowl. And that's like, to me, that I think the cold weather hurts them. I think this is the game the Packers did not want, was this team with this running game and this coach coming into their building.
He's Nick Wright. You can see him on First Things First, Monday through Friday on Fox Sports 1. Haven't talked to you since the Lakers fallout.
Yeah.
How does this end?
Oh, I don't know, Dan. You know, probably with LeBron winning the scoring title, that's what I'll focus on. You know, year 19 when the scoring title seems pretty good. Guy's not a scorer. It's not great, Dan. Here's what I find interesting. A lot of people deserve a lot of blame here. Rob Pelinka deserves blame. Everyone's like, oh, but LeBron made them make the trade. LeBron couldn't even get them to hire Ty Lue. So LeBron has some juice, but he's not literally calling in the trades. Pelinka deserves some blame. Obviously, Vogel deserves some blame. Russ deserves some blame. There's a lot of blame to go around. It'd be nice if Anthony Davis were healthy. But it is astounding to me how many people are caping for Frank Vogel this week. Oh my God, this is so unfair. It is. It's unfair. You can't treat a champion coach. You can't. I would just like for the people saying it's ridiculous for Vogel to be on the hot seat. Can you tell me your favorite Frank Vogel coaching moment? What's your favorite Frank Vogel adjustment? Did you love that it took him a dozen games to figure out that Russ and Rondo can't be on the court at the same time? Did you love when 9 months after the brilliant tactician Steve Nash realized DeAndre Jordan is cooked, he was still starting games for your team? Like, I do not put this all on Vogel, but there have been better coaches fired for far less malfeasance. And I find it very peculiar. It's an odd Venn diagram of people in the media who have been the loudest and most articulate LeBron James critics and people in the media who are all of a sudden giant Frank Vogel fans. They're like, oh my God, do you remember him with Hibbert? Look at those defensive roads. Shut up. Stop it.
I just thought that if you're going to fire him, fire him. That's all. Somebody leaked that information to The Athletic, and now, you know, everybody's waiting. And then I just wondered if he was getting on the plane to go on the road trip and then found out that he was. But it just feels like, you know, it's inevitable that's going to happen. That's the only part of this that's not fair. If he's your guy, then let him coach. If not, then fire him.
I agree with that. With that said, they just played the Pacers, his previous team, and now tonight they're in Orlando. Maybe they're like, hey, he's probably got friends there, maybe some family.
A reunion tour?
Yeah, let him take the trip.
That is nice.
Yeah, I think that is nice. There is the line in that game, by the way, is the Lakers minus just 5 and like assume LeBron's going to play. That tells me there are people in Vegas that think that the Lakers players might be trying to get him fired. Because as bad as the Lakers have been, Orlando is a travesty of a team. And for the Lakers to only be 5-point favorites, I think there's some concern from the bookmakers that the Lakers might try to expedite this firing process.
Does Frank Vogel accompany the team back to Los Angeles from this road trip?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. I think he does. I think Frank Vogel survives. I think he does just enough to survive until Anthony Davis comes back. And then there's, you know, a little resurgence. Again, I don't know if I said this earlier, but LeBron James is going to win the scoring title. He's in year 19, Dan.
Yeah,
that's got to count for something. Lead the league in 30-point games. You know, is he not a scorer, though, of course?
He's a scorer. He's just not a shooter.
Right, Dan. Higher career, you know, of 3-point percentage than Kobe and Michael, but that's fine. No, that's right. Not a shooter.
I'm on your side with LeBron.
Oh, I know, Dan, but I don't. It's not just you and I talking. There's people listening. I'm talking to them.
But I'm on your side. You sometimes go over the side.
There's no go overboard. You're saying I go overboard. Do you think there were? I don't know if there were physics.
There's that
talk
voice
shows.
Going up again. There's that octave.
I don't know, Dan, if there were physics talk shows in the 1900s. But do you think people were like, listen, I'm an Einstein guy, too, but you go a little too far? Like, no, you can't go too far.
Well, yeah, you can. You can. You can. Okay. Yeah, you can. You can go.
Okay, you son of a. That is bullying. You're bullying me.
I'm bullying you. Well, I'm sorry that I didn't know what? I didn't mean to.
You know what this is called? This is punching down. You're a broadcast Hall of Famer with millions of dollars and millions of listeners and viewers. I'm just an up-and-coming
this
guy.
This is how I got here.
Yeah, by bullying those. Did you know?
By punching down.
By punching down. True story, Dan. And then you can hang up on me if you
okay,
want.
Okay, all right.
I'm a senior in high school going on a tour of Syracuse University. And happened to, you know, set up a meeting with the dean of Newhouse. He'll remain nameless, Dean Rubin. I'll never forget it. And he talks with me and my mother. Says, well, you know, I've seen your record. I've seen this. You know, I'd be shocked if you're not admitted. Love to have you. But you want to do radio, right? I'm like, yeah, that's all I've ever wanted to do is radio. He's like, well, I'm sorry to tell you. It'll never work. Your voice is awful for radio. I was like, oh. Thanks, Dean. Take that, Dean. But now Dan Patrick's co-signing it. So maybe he was right all along.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah. Oh, he was. You know what? You're such a jerk.
I'm sorry. I sometimes I don't know I'm speaking.
You ever thought maybe I'm a little self-conscious about this? You ever thought maybe I'm like, maybe the reason that even to this day I smoke $1 Black and Mild cigars by the pack is because I'm like, one day I'll get the grizzled broadcaster voice. I'm literally killing myself so I can sound like you. I complimented you in the beginning, and now you're all making me McLovin. Not your old McLovin. I'm talking about from the actual movie, the original McLovin with the voice. It's not fair. It's not fair, and it's me. I want an apology before I come on again.
I would say brown liquor.
I did that too.
Oh, you did? Yeah. More of it.
More of it. Look at him. Look at this guy. He'll never be as good as me. Not as always. What a jerk.
I'll apologize the next time before you come on.
Fritz, lose my number.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in the meantime, I just want to say good luck to Patrick Mahomes this week. do you want to hear Fritzy's Patrick Mahomes impersonation?
I don't want to hear from anyone involved with the show
okay.
ever again.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Thank you, Nick.
Goodbye.
All right. That's Nick Wright. He does a great job at Fox Sports 1. He does. All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
I just saw where the comedian Louis Anderson passed away. Age of 68. Meatloaf passed away as well. We had Meatloaf, I think that was a couple of years ago. I don't know if that was 2019 or not. Was it further back than that, Paulie?
Yes, yeah, September 2016.
Oh, all right. I asked Meatloaf about getting his nickname, and this is the story he told us.
We weren't sure, so when we heard you were coming in, we weren't sure. Do we call you Meat?
Meat.
Oh, you do Meat. Oh, okay. Well, then I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They.
I'll give you the story. See, okay. I was born bright red as a baby, and I couldn't. I stayed bright red, and my father was a Dallas policeman. So I'll give you the story how it went. As far as I've been told. And I'll give you the best accent. So my son there, he looks like 9.5 pounds of ground chuck. So what I want you to do is I want you nurses to put on the front of his crib Meat. And I'm sure the nurses went, we can't do that, sir. And my dad, I'm sure he was in his uniform, went, yes, you can. And so you go ahead and you put Meat in that little slot, that little plastic slot, and you move his crib right into the middle of everyone else so that when everyone else comes to see their baby, they see Meat. And that was on my fourth day being of life.
Well, what about, your name could have been Ground Chuck.
It could have been. But I don't know how well that would have worked.
He was really a lot of fun, and he was a big, big deal in the 70s. And that Paradise by the Dashboard Light sold, 60 million copies? Fight Club was a really big resurgence role for him. But Meatloaf, he was 74 years of age. Seton came up with a new character on the program because Seton and Paulie love to say, no offense. And Seton goes, you know what? We should have a character on the show called Noah Fence. And I go, yeah, because the number of times you guys go, well, blah, 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 no offense.
And they just say the most insulting things.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of like what I did to Nick Wright.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
No offense. Now, I think highly of Nick Wright. I think he's... of this generation, he is really a standout talent. Yeah, Paul.
I just checked White Pages where you could find phone numbers in the country.
Yeah.
There are four men in this country named Noah Fence. Noah Fence. Like, you're at the hospital.
Oh, come on.
And like, you or your wife says, what should we name our baby, Mr. Fence? I don't know, Mrs. Fence. And one of the other parties says, how about Noah? Nobody catches it? Nobody, in the administration of the office at the hospital says, hey, don't do this, please?
I told you the woman I met in Chicago, and her name was Anita, and her last name was Hooker. at what point do you go, wait, let's just say that name, Anita Hooker. And when I met her, she goes, all right, let's just get this out of the way. My name's Anita, my last name's Hooker. And then I go, okay.
Is it the problem that nobody says it out loud together in the hospital
I don't know how that works, where you go, we're going to call her Anita. Anita Hooker.
I told you this 100 times. In grade school, a girl a year older than me was April Showers. That's the only name you don't give her.
Yeah.
Great girl.
Yeah. And her sister, May Flowers.
You would have thought.
Yeah. I know. A couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Where do we go? Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. First off, great way to end the... week, Fritzy, with booking. And seeing, I love you. It would be a pleasure to meet you in Omaha. I'd even go to Iowa. But and I'm not trying. I obviously love the Midwest, but I think you're taking a risk. Want you to be safe and happy and everything, but I think you're taking a risk coming through the Midwest. So probably stay south. And I'm going to get some hate for that. But I also want to just recommend one thing and one thing only, and that's the Grand Canyon. It's awe-inspiring.
We know it's awesome.
Where is that again?
Grand Canyon. Yeah, have you heard? Jason is telling us about a place called the Grand Canyon. Okay.
I didn't know if he was there. You know, Paulie's mentioning the six people and whatever. Breaking me here.
Thank you, Jason.
Dan, I got a question.
All right, what?
Sorry, totally irrelevant, but it's relevant to me. Baseball. What is going on right now?
I can't talk. Call me in April.
Jason. That's funny, man.
Sneaky little roadside place.
Not many people know about it. It's called the Grand Canyon.
Shh, don't spoil it.
Well, so it's not just a canyon. No, it's the Grand.
It's much more grand.
Yes. Grandest canyon.
I appreciate the note, Jason. The poor guy. I love too that he's like, no, wait, I gotta ask you about Mitt Romney.
Yeah, exactly. Now's the time I want to talk about baseball. Oh, thank God, Jason, you called up and asked me about baseball. The Grand Canyon. Okay, let's see if I can find that. Grand Canyon.
Now the word's out.
Yep.
What a funny call.
Thank you, Jason. All the recommendations for Seton's road trip. One more hour in the books. One more item. We close out hour two. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. There's one place to collect them all. Only one place. Panini Trading Cards. Panini America utilizes iconic brands Donruss, Contenders, Prism, National Treasures, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL and the NFLPA. You got the most popular players, Mahomes and Brady and Rodgers, Josh Allen, Travis Kelce, and so many more. And what you'll find are autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. In fact, there's something for everyone in Panini America packs. And it's more than just the NFL. Panini is the exclusive home for NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and collegiate trading cards. Collect all of this season's top rookie cards. Ja'Marr Chase, Trey Lance, Micah Parsons, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Jalen Waddle. Celebrate all the best players and their key performances each week with Panini Instant as teams make their way through the playoffs. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.